program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-200-3698. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-200-3698. That's 1-800-200-3698. 1-800-200-3698.
Hi, I'm Tom Barron, owner of Barron Mirror Glass and Door, St. Louis's finest, most custom mirror, glass, and shower door company. We have recently moved off of Manchester Road, so don't look for us there. We're out in the valley, just two blocks from Long Road and Chesterfield Airport Road. Our new showroom is awesome. If you're an educated consumer, our showroom is a must-see. We have kept our old phone number, and we haven't changed our website, BarronMirror.com. Remember, we have the basics all the way up to the elite. Barron Mirror Glass and Door can't be beat.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
Well, I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Is your car's air conditioning blowing hot air? Bring back the cold in under 10 minutes with Do-It-Yourself AC Pro. Go to acprocold.com for the store nearest you.
Hello, this is Crystal Anderson with Olney Air Restoration Group.
I'm Sean Streeter.
Tune in to our new radio program, House Talk, on the big 550 KTRS. We'll answer your questions about home maintenance and repairs.
Like how to do it the right way and keep you out of the ER.
Get advice about your home from the experts at Olney Air Restoration Group during the new program, House Talk.
Save money and create the healthy home you deserve.
Tune in to House Talk Saturdays at 2 p.m. on the big 550 KTRS.
Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Where's this crop of women all of a sudden coming from with all these really good radio voices?
I know.
A lot of people coming out of broadcast school or something.
Yeah.
Some tremendous voices.
There's no fun left on
FM. Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
hot, wet, stinky cash.
Well, any cash is good cash. Even hot, wet, stinky cash. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the June 20th edition of Pinions.
What? I'm in the middle of this.
What?
What do they want?
Hang on, you guys. What
are we? I was going to say I'm in a really good mood. No, well, no, I'm not.
What's going on?
No, I'm not in a good mood. Dear Frank, stop the music for a second. This is really starting to irritate me. Dear Frank, I know we had talked about ending the Friday assignments. Well, forget that. We were just kidding. We don't have to do everything we say we'll do. You will be on assignment Friday, the 21st of June, even though we had promised you you wouldn't be. Oh, promises my. Are for wusses. Signed, Mike Dorsey, Lynn Ryan, and the whole management team.
Oh,
so I'm on assignment again. Start the music again. Now I'm in a bad
mood.
It's Now I'm in a bad mood. What?
I think it's Mark and Lauren.
Now I'm in a bad mood. In a good mood. I'm in a bad mood. We're brought to you by Life Care Center of Florissant. It's a wonderful facility. We'll talk more after this.
Hey!
Yeah, now your toes are tapping, huh? Good polka music. Let me tell you who's in the room with me. The control board can't be run by just anybody. You bring just anybody in here and go, here, run that board. Good luck. It takes years of training. Years of training. And then retraining. You got to stay up to date because they constantly replace the control board with newer. And no, wait a minute. No, it's the same control board for
all these years.
Like 20 years. Okay, forget that. Eon the Peon runs it. Say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And with the uncertainty in the market.
No kidding. How about today?
Yes, you need to have a strategy in place to give yourself pay raises.
Yes,
and Mark and Jason can help you achieve that. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss, heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, is in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. A big congratulations goes out to nurse Bert Gross, retiring from SSM Orthopedics today.
Is that a male nurse?
Yes.
Bert?
Male nurse. Yeah, Bert Gross.
Well, Bert, no offense, but I never did want the male nurses to give me a sponge bath when I was in the hospital.
No, that wouldn't be good.
That's just my thing. No offense. I'm sure you were a great nurse.
He's man!
I think it is. Is he retiring?
Yes, he's retiring.
Well, happy retirement there, Bert. And thanks for listening. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of... He's never going to retire. Hebe's never going to retire. Bernice actually did retire. I mean, like the ultimate retirement. She's doing fine. She's in heaven. Still cantankerous. Apparently you can be in heaven and still be cantankerous. I guess that's acceptable up there. And Rat Boy... I've never heard of it.
What?
He's looking into retirement home for his dad. And he's found a beautiful place. What gardens? Cheese Gardens.
Cheese
retirement
gardens.
Home. That's perfect for Rat Senior.
It is.
It's perfect.
Rat Senior.
Oh, man. Come on. How about it for these guys? Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. They're the greatest. They're the greatest. Cheese Gardens. I bet that's a great, beautiful place. Yeah. We learned yesterday, or the day before, I don't know which, the day's one together now, but we learned that Dan Strauss has never spent a night in a hospital. I maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think most people hit 50 and avoid at least a night in the hospital. Would you agree, Peon?
I mean, oh, yeah.
That's tough to do. Way to go, Dan. And
yeah.
You know what it is?
What?
It's proof to people that if you don't smoke... Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Wait a second. You smoke. Forget that.
Yeah.
It's genetic, maybe.
Maybe.
Your parents are still both around, right?
Yes, they are.
How old did your grandparents live?
My grandpa was 86, I
believe. And your Aunt Gus is 107.
107, yes, Aunt Gus.
You're going to be around for
it
a while.
It must be the stress-free life that you live.
That's it.
See, that's nobody out there can understand why that's so funny. Dan has some stress in his life. He really maybe stress
you wouldn't know,
keeps you,
you wouldn't
out
know
of
by looking at Dan.
Hold on. Maybe he's proof that stress keeps you out of the hospital.
That's right.
Because
he's or the way he handles it.
Yeah.
He handles it like it's no big deal.
Yeah.
That's how you have to do it to stay out of the hospital. Truth is, most people at some point have to go to the hospital. Now, sometimes it's for things like having a baby. That doesn't require any special rehabilitation. Care after you get out. You have to come home, take it easy for a while, and do as my wife did and tell your husband you can't have sex for 10 years. That's what happens when you come home from having a baby. But other things like serious wounds, say you're in an accident, or you know, you cut something open, there's a big old wound, and it's going to need some care and some treatment before you can go home, even though you're out of the hospital. Say you have a heart attack. Look at James Gandolfini. He never made it to transitional care. Unfortunately, had they been able to save him, he might have had to go. They said, well, you know, James, you can't go home yet. You need transitional care. And he's got the money. He could fly to Life Care Center of Florissant no matter where he was. Let's say he has some kind of pulmonary disease or Parkinson's or an orthopedic injury. You could fall and get hurt on your company softball team or fall off a bicycle or whatever. You go to the hospital. And they let you go, but you can't go home. Where do you go? You go to Life Care Center of Florissant. If you don't live near Florissant, it doesn't matter. This is still where you want to go. Because when you look around at other facilities, you're going to realize this is one spectacular place. Opened in 2010, so 3 years old, maybe. And I mean, everything about it is first class. Look, if you can't go home... The next best thing is go someplace you don't mind being, where there are people there who are real good at what they do. They're going to get you back on your feet or back to 100% to go home. That's Life Care Center of Florissant. They have an incredible rehabilitation gym, one of the biggest in the area. They have state-of-the-art equipment. They have these wonderful apartments where the patients stay, because you stay there until you're ready to go home. But you don't live there forever. It's not a nursing home. Average patient stays there 27 days. That's the average. You may be there a week. But when you get out, you'll have been in the hands and under the care of the best. Life Care Center of Florissant. You can find out more by just going up there and taking a tour. They'd love to show you around. Or go to frankopinion.com, click on sponsors, then click on Life Care Center. And you're going to be very, very impressed. Last Castle. Just so I don't get a lot of emails from people going, what was the name of that movie with James Gandolfini that you mentioned? It was Last Castle with Robert Redford and James Gandolfini. You'll read a lot of articles, and they'll mention a lot of stuff he was in. They probably won't mention Last Castle. I'm telling you, it's a great movie. Robert Redford, James Gandolfini, The Last Castle. Now, this stock market thing. I've said many, many, many times, I don't get the stock market. And it's interesting this morning watching the people spinning
it. Everybody go crazy.
Well, watching them explain, well, it's a correcting itself. You know, correcting itself.
No, it's because
I heard China's involved because China's market's not doing great.
Oh, I heard six different reasons and, why the stock market.
We owe so many.
I heard it was because of what Ben Bernanke said. That's what caused
it. That eventually they're going to stop funding, and it's like, eventually, they said. They're not stopping.
Look, as long as I have been alive, the stock market has gone up, and it's gone down. Mm-hmm. Okay? Up, down, up, down, up, down. It's a game. Unless you're on the inside, and that's the people that really make the money, have an inside track, you're playing the game. And you jump in there, and how do you know? You can't know yesterday what was going to happen today. I do believe there are people who do know that. I believe there's insider trading takes place all the time. It's guesswork. But let's say yesterday you had just a weird feeling, hey, I'm going to sell a bunch of stuff. Well, good timing. And then it'll go down, and you buy stuff, and you go, I don't understand anything about it. I don't mess with it. I'd rather go to the casino and watch it all go away real quickly in one big sweep rather than go through the agony of watching it happen over a year or two. What was the school where the teacher abused the student in St. Louis and it made the national news? I can't remember. Did you see this? It was on CNN and Fox. I saw it last night on either Fox or CNN.
Oh, that male teacher
and a female pushing that girl.
I didn't realize that was in St. Louis.
It was somewhere in the St. Louis area. And here's what whatever channel I was watching, Fox or CNN, here was their lead-in. Stick around. Coming back after the break. A St. Louis area teacher is abusive to a student. Are we in the middle of a teacher abuse epidemic?
Epidemic?
No.
And the answer is no. No, we're not in an epidemic. I hate that when they do that. It's not a teacher abuse epidemic because one teacher every once in a while flips and goes nuts. And then what's the deal, and this is how stupid I am, what's the deal with this Zimmerman jury of six people? I thought a jury was 12 people. What's that about? Huh? What is that?
I don't know.
Anybody else know there was a jury of six people?
No.
It's all women. Six women have been chosen to be on the jury for George Zimmerman. Now, maybe I'm just stupid and should have paid more attention in school, but I didn't know. I thought a jury was 12 of your peers.
Yeah.
12. So it's six for whatever reason. And they're all women. And this one is going to be a very, as I've said before, a very important trial. And that's all I'm going to say. Somebody, in fact, a couple of British guys have designed a flying bicycle. Now, there's a thing that's been on the news that's more of a hovercraft. It's a bicycle with four propellers and fans that blow down and it hovers. That's not what this thing is. This is a flying bicycle. And I'm going to tell you right now, after reading this, I would buy this thing in a heartbeat if they started marketing them. From what I can tell, it's really pretty much the same thing as these powered parachutes. If you've ever seen the powered parachutes, it's like a go-kart, and on the back of the go-kart is a propeller. The propeller propels the go-kart forward. The chute is laid out behind the go-kart, and as you move forward, it fills with air, and the go-kart lifts with the help of the chute filling into the air. And then it keeps moving forward with the propeller. So as you move forward, the chute stays inflated and you're kind of like a kite. I think that's what this bicycle is. And you pedal, and there's a chute, and it's got a kind of a propeller. I'm telling you, it's got a fan on the back of the bicycle. I like this. And they say this is one of the more marketable products that's been invented in the last few years. Unlike, you know, Segway is a wonderful thing and a great idea, but it's pretty expensive. And they're saying that if they can get these on the market and everything, it says it's, you need a trailer and a fan. The part that gets me is they say the whole thing, everything you need, can be folded up into like a small suitcase. That's the part I like.
Wow.
The problem I have with ballooning, do you ever see balloonist people? They have a truck.
Oh, my goodness.
And a crew.
Yeah.
And it's you can't just go, hey, I think I'll go out and balloon for a couple hours. No. You got to call the crew, the chase truck, and all that. If this is real, and you open a case, unfold the thing, open a little bicycle, and lay the chute out, pedal, and take off in the air, and start the little motor, I'd go for this flying bike. We need something like this to happen in St. Louis. You watch these news stories and you see an anchor that kind of snaps and goes crazy, or something that a newscaster. It's always in another city. We need something like this story to happen in St. Louis. Here's the deal: WABC, New York, big market, big station. The weatherman is Bill Evans at WABC. He has a wife that he's separated from. His estranged wife. He's 52. He told the police that his wife, Dana, got into it with him over a set of car keys. And that she says he brutalized her and punched her in the face. And she was trying to back away during their struggle. They're in the middle of a bitter divorce. He says that she grabbed the waist of his underwear, pulled it out, reached down, and scratched and squeezed his scrotum till it bled.
Oh, that's not good.
No.
Not good. Bleeding scrotum is never good. I would just like, and I don't know why, we need something to kickstart St. Louis and get us national coverage. You know, like Cindy Pressler reaches down her husband's underwear and makes a scrotum. or Ken Earhart or one of those guys is in the news because his wife reached down in his underwear. Yeah. So you weather people, news people, you might want to think about this, even if you have to stage it. And we'll be in the national news. You know, the only time we were in the national, remember that Bob Richards thing? That got us in the national news. Anytime a guy goes up in a plane and nosedives it into the pavement, that'll get you in the news. Serena Williams has apologized for her comments about a rape case. She, I'm not a big Serena.
I can't stand Serena Williams.
Or her sister. Yeah. I'm not a big fan of theirs or their dad. But and I got to be very careful with this. But if you really look at what she said, she's saying that sometimes girls put themselves, you know, people always misinterpret this as, well, she was asking for it. No, that's not really what she was saying, but she apologized anyway. I know what she was saying. What she was saying was what I agree with, and that is that sometimes if you do really stupid things, there are consequences. If you want to get so drunk that you don't know where you are or what people are doing to you, that's not a very smart thing to do. If you want to take drinks from strangers and you don't know where the drink came from and who knows what could be in it, things happen. That's what I think she was saying. Be careful. Don't be stupid. I don't think she was saying she deserved to be raped. But, of course, that's how everybody spun it. So I kind of, I'm right in line with what you said originally. Now, the producers of Black Swan. Did you guys see Black Swan?
No.
Yes, I did.
I don't go to movies with the word swan.
That was a strange, strange movie.
Or any kind of ballet. There's some kind of big federal deal being made about the interns on the set of Black Swan not being paid. Well, here's the deal. They're production interns. That's what an intern is, a non-paid person.
Yeah, that's what
it means. Usually you get school credit. And by the way, I think any student, I'd have given anything if when I was in school I could have done an internship and gotten out of class. I'd rather have gone anywhere and worked and gotten school credit doing something I was really interested in. That's what intern means. But, of course, somebody got a lawyer because this thing made a lot of money. And, oh, my daughter worked on there, and she was an intern. And then they talk about, they brought up a couple other girls who had internships with Paul Allen. He's the former partner of Bill Gates. He's very, very wealthy. He had some interns he didn't pay. Hey, it means no pay.
Was Monica Lewinsky paid?
I don't know about the White House interns. I don't know. I imagine that's school credit also. She got paid in other ways.
Yeah.
I want to go to this go-kart track. I haven't been on a go-kart in a long time. Now, the problem with go-kart tracks, they're usually so slow that they're a joke. They're not fun. You know, 2 miles an hour or something. Check this out. 30 miles north of Charlotte. Charlotte, big raceway country. Some NASCAR driver, a professional driver, has set a go-kart track up there. It's called GoPro Motorplex. They have two levels of go-karts. A lot of the NASCAR drivers who live near, and a lot of them live near Charlotte, go there literally to kind of hone their skills and because they're race car drivers. So the faster carts are reserved for people who've been trained to race. But the slow carts go 55 miles per hour.
Wow.
Let me tell you something.
Wow.
I think most go-karts go, what do you think, 12?
Yeah. Oh, no, probably
15,
20.
Maybe 20.
Yeah.
Maybe. 55 is scooting pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
On a go-kart. And then they... They're like custom carts. You can have your own cart and literally rent garage space, $2,500 to $5,500 a year, and you keep your own go-kart in your own little garage. And let me see what it costs here. It says it's a 7/10 of a mile asphalt track, 33 miles north of Charlotte, 40 standard and 14 deluxe garages. 25 minutes for 10 minutes on a cart. You know what? That's not too bad. 10 minutes is a lot long. Man, you remember when you get on a go-kart track and they go, okay, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But by the time it's over, you, whew! I mean, if it's a decent go-kart track, 5 minutes is a pretty good amount of time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So 10 minutes on a go-kart when you're really manhandling this thing at 55 miles per hour, I don't think $25 is too bad. And then they charge $10 to watch. If you want to, because there's there's some pro drivers on the track with their 70 mile an hour carts.
Wow.
I think this guy's pretty smart. You pay $10 if you want to watch one of the 10 minute runs on the go karts. So if you're around near Charlotte, GoPro Motorplex go kart track. I haven't been on a go. How long since you've been on a go kart?
It's been a couple of years.
That's all.
Yeah.
Oh my! It's been a long time for me.
Yeah, I'll only go if I find one that looks fairly fast, you know, compared to most of them. Let's get the ladies. Get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
We'll do this joke for James Gandolfini. There aren't a lot of gangster jokes. This is probably the greatest gangster joke ever. And I haven't done it for a while, so we'll do it today. It's a story of a guy who has a nephew who is deaf and he can't speak. He's mute. Deaf mute. That's not a politically incorrect term. Deaf and dumb is that's what you're supposed to not say. He's a deaf mute. And his uncle has some sort of some mob connections. He happens to know the Godfather. Not well, but he actually did the Godfather a favor years ago. So now he needs a favor from the Godfather. So this kid who can't hear or speak in sign language asks his uncle if he'd help him get a job. So his uncle calls the Godfather. And he says, Godfather, I need a favor.
Anything for you. I remember you did me a favor one time. I don't forget friends. I do favor. What can I do for you?
He says, that's my nephew.
Oh, you mean the kid that can't talk? The mute.
He said, yes, sir. That's, yes, Jimmy. Godfather, he needs a job.
Well, I think we could work something out. Bring him on by.
He brings him by, and so the uncle acts as sort of the intermediary. He does the signing as the Godfather talks, and the Godfather explains that he wants Jimmy to do some collections for him. He gives him different locations, and every week Jimmy is to go just pick up envelopes. And the uncle, in sign language, explains this to Jimmy, and then Jimmy signs back, yes, I can do that. And the godfather says, what did he say? What did he sign? What's he say in the sign language? He said, Godfather, he's saying he thanks you so much. He'd love that job. And I'm telling you, I'll vouch for him. He's going to be really good at it. So every week, Jimmy collects these envelopes, brings them to the godfather, and about 5 months go by, and the godfather calls Jimmy's uncle.
I need you, and I need your mute, deaf nephew in my office in an hour. No questions, no excuses. I'll see you here.
The uncle could tell the godfather's not happy. So he looks at Jimmy, and in sign language goes, the godfather wants to see us. Do you know what this is about, Jimmy? And Jimmy signs back, no. No, I don't. So they go down, they sit in the office in front of the godfather. And the uncle says, Godfather, is there a problem? He says,
yeah, I say there's a problem. There's about a $320,000 problem. I'm missing $320,000, and I've been missing it ever since that nephew of yours that can't talk started collecting for me. And got a pretty good idea. He knows where it is because I think he has it. Maybe you need to ask in that sign language, your nephew, where's my $320,000?
So the uncle, in sign language, signs to the nephew. The godfather says he's short $320,000. Do you know anything about it? And the nephew signs back to the uncle. No, uncle, I have no idea what he's talking about. What $320,000? And the godfather says,
what's he signing? What's he saying in sign language?
He says, Godfather, he says he doesn't know what you're talking about. The godfather says, really? Well, we'll see about that. He reaches in the drawer and pulls out a big 45, nickel-plated 45, puts it up to this kid's forehead, and says to his uncle,
maybe you need to ask him again, and you can tell him that I know he took the money, and I want to know where the cash is. And if he doesn't tell me where the cash is, I'm going to pull this trigger and I'm going to blow his brains all over this office. I got people who come clean it up. So go ahead. Do your sign language. Tell him I want to know where the money is.
Now the uncle is sweating. He's just profusely sweating. And in sign language, shaking, he signs to the nephew, Jimmy, the godfather is really upset. He's very serious. He's going to blow your brains out. Where is this money? Do you have any idea? Where? Come on, Jimmy. Come clean. He's going to kill you. And Jimmy is now shaking. He's got a gun to his head. And Jimmy signs to his uncle, okay, okay, in sign language. I confess. The money, all of it, 320 grand in cash, is at my parents' house over the fireplace behind an elk's head. There's an elk's head over the fireplace. And the uncle says, in sign language now, Jimmy, let me make sure I got this right. The money is in, it's all the cash is there. It's behind the elk's head over the fireplace in your parents' house. And Jimmy says, yes. Oh, please, yes. Tell him I don't want him to kill me. The godfather says,
what's he signing? What's he saying?
And the uncle looks at the godfather and he says, Godfather, he says you're a pansy and you don't have the guts to blow his brains out.
All right, we're going to head airborne now, see how traffic looks with Frank Ladd.
Thanks, Dan. Working with a crash westbound 44 just before Grand, blocking the left lane. It's up against the median wall. There were two cars there. Couldn't tell if the one vehicle was involved in the crash or just blocking that left lane, but you're backed up to 55 at least westbound on 44. Also working with an incident eastbound 5570. The right lane is blocked at 64. That's a stalled tractor trailer. An emergency cruiser on the scene there. Westbound eastbound 5570 is heavy from the Poplar up to that scene at 64. The King Bridge is heavy at the gravel pit up to the interstate as well. Highway N at Stump Road, an accident reported. The Rock Road at Cypress, an accident reported there. 64 eastbound, you're on the brakes now between Jefferson and the Poplar. Could be a little heavier than that since we last checked due to that incident in the Metro East. 64 westbound, you're on the brakes now Kings Highway to Hampton, then a pocket at Olive, and another one approaching the Boone Bridge. 70 westbound, you're heavy between the Rock Road and the Blanchette Bridge. Then again, Cave Springs at the 79. Southbound 270, heavy between Olive and Doherty Ferry. Stop and go between 64 and Doherty Ferry is the heaviest stretch there. Eastbound on 270, slow going between 370 and 170. 170 southbound, heavy at last check from Olive to 64. This update is brought to you by Quaker State. New Quaker State Defy motor oil stops up to 98% of future engine wear based on the industry standard sequence 4A wear test. Learn more at QuakerState.com. From the Golden Oak Landing Airborne Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey crew, Carney here. It ain't Friday, but it's really close. It's going to feel like the weekend. We got the Thursday Night Music Club. We'll talk all things music and the man that ate McDonald's for a month and made millions of dollars doing it. Morgan Spurlock, comedian Chris Porter as well, and TV with Tina Charles. We got a busy one. Starts tonight at 9. We'll see you then.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, George Weber. Did you know Chevrolet has three models that get over 40 miles per gallon and 11 models that get over 30? Or that Chevrolet is the number one selling nameplate in St. Louis? It's just another example of a great American car built by a great American company. At Weber Chevrolet, we sell more Chevrolets than anyone in mid-America. Why? The best selection and the best deals. Like an 013 Base Cruise for just $14,900, an 013 LS Malibu for just $17,900, or an 013 LS Equinox for just $21,900. All prices are after dealer discount and contain factory rebates. There are no gimmicks or asterisks. Everyone qualifies. If you deserve any additional rebate, you pay even less. We also have huge discounts on Silverado and Volt available to everyone. Finally, June marks the beginning of this year's Muscular Dystrophy Drive. For every vehicle we sell, we'll donate $100 to the MDA. It's only at Weber Chevrolet, Granite City, Columbia, Illinois, or Creve Coeur, or WeberChevrolet.com. As always, if you don't buy from us, please buy American from someone. Chevrolet, find new roads.
When R&R Sanitation says they'll drop off a porta potty anywhere in the region, they're not kidding. They once dropped off a porta potty on the corner of a parade route. That's what you get with R&R Sanitation. Service, reliability, dependability, they're clean, and they're bigger, which makes them cleaner, longer, which means you don't spend as much money servicing them. R&R Sanitation, St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated. They're the best. Having some work done on the house? Are you in charge of a charitable event? Maybe a construction firm? The point is, R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. They're bigger, they're better, and they're made better, which means they're better porta-potties. And I know you're laughing. Really? Is he selling porta-potties? Yes, I am, because there's nothing worse than having a bad porta-potty. That's why you need R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Mr. Shannon, it's a real honor to do these commercials with you.
Well, thanks, big boy.
Who'd have thought a bar owner from Alton, Illinois would get to hang out with a baseball legend like Mike Shannon?
Well, Eddie, Fast Eddie's Bon Air is no slouch when it comes to legendary bars. Is it true you still serve the most beer in the Midwest?
Well, that's true, Mr. Shannon, but I think it hardly compares to playing in three World Series and working for the most storied organization in baseball for over 50 years.
Well, that's right, Eddie, but don't forget you've got that giant outdoor patio that doubled the size of Fast Eddie's. So if you're 21 and you're in the mood, head on over to the legendary Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois. It's truly a giant. A giant. A giant.
A little bitty giant.
A big old giant. A big old giant.
Big old giant.
Big old giant.
A big old,
big old giant.
But I'm not a little bitty giant.
No such thing as a little.
You ran that little bitty giant.
That's like jumbo shrimp.
Woohoo! Go to FastEddies.com as fast as you can and see that giant patio.
Are you working harder in the St. Louis area but not getting ahead? The rich get richer no matter which way the economy is headed because today's times are filled with opportunity. If you understand the new rules of money, local residents are invited to attend a free Rich Dad Education Workshop coming soon to the St. Louis area. Based on the teachings from the best-selling book Rich Dad Poor Dad, this totally free event will show you how to survive and build security during these hard economic times. We teach why your house is not an asset, why you may not want to diversify, why you may not want to invest in 401 401ks or mutual funds. Why saving money will never make you rich. These are just some of Rich Dad's teachings that will change the way you think about money.
Attend this free Rich Dad education event at hotels throughout the St. Louis area this Tuesday through Thursday. Reserve your seat at richdadstlouis.com or call 800-344-0241. Register now and receive a free 2-gig USB drive just for attending. Visit us at richdadstlouis.com or call 800-344-0241 today.
Additional products and services will be offered for sale.
For my Sainsbury & Associates Investment Research.
Jim, did you know that right now, some retail banks around the country are allowing people to exchange ordinary paper dollars for real holding-your-hand silver?
What?
Yeah, I'm talking about walking into almost any ordinary bank in the U.S., then after a short and free transaction in many instances, bingo, walking out with a handful of real silver.
Banks are just handing out silver?
Yes, it's all part of a little-known loophole, although very few people know how to take advantage of it.
And anyone can try this, exchange paper dollars for silver?
Yep, you don't even need an account with the bank.
Come on, there's got to be a catch.
Nope, no accounts to open, no personal information to give out. Listen, a former professional on Wall Street recently posted a free video online showing exactly how to do it. Just go to www.retirementsilver14.com and check it out. You won't believe how easy this can be. That website again is retirementsilver14.com. Retirementsilver, the number 14.com. www.retirementsilver14.com.
At Broadway Ford Truck Centers, they have a problem. Not because of their huge selection of work trucks, heavy-duty pickups, vans and chassis cabs, both new and used, nor is it because of their superb service department, where trained technicians make sure all the work is not only done right, but they do it better. Not because of their fully stocked parts department, or the fact you can rent or lease late model trucks, or because they will scour the globe to find you the truck that's right for you, and deliver it anywhere. So what is the problem at Broadway Ford Truck Centers? They're not just a commercial truck dealer. They also have personal vehicles like the Escape, Explorer, Flex, and Expedition, and a full line of personal pickup trucks. That means they're gonna have to make their sign bigger to say Broadway Ford Truck Centers and more. Broadway Ford Truck Centers, working hard to be the number one Ford dealership in St. Louis, whether personal or commercial. They're located on Broadway, just north of Soulard Market Park. For more, go to BroadwayTruck.com. That's BroadwayTruck.com.
Don't miss the Dennis George Show.
Celebrate weird holidays. We help you plan ahead, like take your gerbil to work day.
When can I dress up like a Girl Scout day?
That's the Dennis George Show, Sunday nights from 9 to 11, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you gonna let me get sober?
Well, let's see if he's sober.
Leave me alone.
My money says no. He's Mike Evans. He's in Southern California, and he's brought to you by ThompsonPrice.com. You know who they are? That great kitchen and bath remodeling company. Check them out at ThompsonPrice.com. Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. I think I said brought to you by ThompsonPrice.com. That would mean it would be brought to you by a website. That sounded stupid, didn't it? Brought to you by a company that has a website, ThompsonPrice.com. Here is Mike Evans.
Pop quiz question. Name the name of the celebrity who pays a full-time employee just to be a spell checker when texting and tweeting. Full-time employee.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Paris Hilton. Kim Kardashian. Amanda Bynes. Answer in a minute. Well, right after we left yesterday, the word of James Gandolfini passing in Italy of apparent heart attack at 51.
What?
Just a quickie, James was born in Westwood, New Jersey. He was an honor student at Park Ridge High School, and believe it or not, he was voted best looking in the senior class.
I can relate to that.
I bet you can. He also attended Rutgers. In real life, he hated violence. Considered turning down the soprano part because it was so violent, but he was talked into it by his agent. He says he doesn't like, he never liked violence. He considered himself very quiet, soft-spoken, called himself the 260-pound Woody Allen. Now you know, of course, that he left a wife, a one-year-old daughter, and a teenage son. Boy, this is a strange one. 40 actresses answered an open casting call for a part in a movie, a new movie. The movie was called May the Best Man Win. So they arrive at the location where they're shooting the movie, and they're asked to do all kinds of weird things. Put on blackface, make up dances, impersonate Adolf Hitler. Act like a duck.
Wow.
And they taped all of this. Then it turns out it was all a prank. The actresses were being filmed, and they'll be in a movie. It's a movie about people that are being pranked. They will go out and then be pranking other people, too, not just actresses. Very strange.
Sounds weird.
Kardashian news. No surprise, Kanye West is his regular mean, rude self at the hospital. As it turned out, they had ordered the VIP suite for her to have the baby. But, of course, being 5 weeks early, it was already taken.
Oh, no.
And he was very upset about
it. I don't
that.
Blame him.
Kanye and Kim and the baby left the hospital at 10 o'clock this morning. Undisclosed location, they are holed up. Now, by the way, don't believe any of these names that you're hearing on the internet, the name of the baby. Nobody knows the name of the baby. It's going to be a big surprise. Yeah. And the Kardashians, despite their denials, are taking bids on the first baby photos.
Of course they are.
How much do they pay for the first your first baby photo, Frank?
I don't remember. It didn't become worth anything until we became the number one show in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Then the price is skyrocketed.
Sky high, yeah. They have already hired four nannies, all have to wear surgical masks, and the child's nursery,
oh my
when
goodness.
They move back to the house, cost $300,000 to furnish.
Oh, man.
That's
oh,
more
man.
Than my house was worth.
These people.
Odds and ends, famous New York doctor, Dr. William Belfar, blasted the doctors who gave Lindsay Lohan prescriptions for drugs. Belfar called these doctors criminals that belonged in prison. Well, on Tuesday, Dr. Belfar got caught in a DEA sting selling thousands of illegal Oxycontin prescriptions.
What?
But now he's going to prison.
What a weird name, Belchfar. That's a...
Yeah,
no, Belfar.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misheard you.
Hi, man. Anyway.
No.
Hey.
That's his last name.
That's his last name.
My
right
buttocks.
Yeah.
That's the same drop, isn't it?
For what?
For Michael Jackson, my buttocks.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
All right. Thank
we lifted it from his interview.
I think so.
Thank you for stopping to see Dr.
That was a good one, Dom. You take care of your being.
Oh, man.
Long shot prediction. Anybody in sports fan there? I know Frank isn't.
Yes.
Oh, that's not true.
I predict that Tim Tebow will be the starting tight end of the New England Patriots.
Tight end?
I don't think that's too far-fetched.
Well, they might have.
He's gone.
Well, they might have an opening.
Looks like Aaron Hernandez is going to be in prison.
Yeah.
They don't have a tight end, and Belichick loves Tim Tebow as a tight end.
Really?
He's a
lot
big
of
guy
girls
for a
have said that I have sort of a tight end.
So we don't need that kind of talk.
Sloppy as that. Frankel Bing got a bit of a wide receiver, too.
We don't need that.
Oh, my
Hi, Ian.
Yeah, 30 seconds.
Anyway.
30 seconds.
Anyway.
30 seconds.
Anyway.
30 seconds.
And finally. Name the name of the celebrity who pays a full-time employee just to be a spell checker, Paris Hilton, Kim Kardashian, or Amanda Bynes.
Oh, I'll go Paris.
Yeah, I'll say Paris.
Bynes.
Oh, you stupid, ignorant slunk.
Oh. Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian! Oh. I'm Mike Evans, I'm Hollywood Say.
I don't think most people that I see text care whether things are spelled correctly
no.
or not.
It's probably for her tweets.
Mike Evans, courtesy of Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. Don't think it slipped by me that cracky remark he made.
Wide receiver.
Yeah, I mean, like I'm fat or something.
Big old fat.
That was mean.
Yeah, it was mean. North American Solar. I don't have the exact number. It changes year to year, but there's an average. There's an average number of hours of sunlight in the course of the year in the St. Louis area, and it's a big number. On that 1 to 6 scale, 6 being the parts of the country with the most sunlight in the course of a year, St. Louis is a 5. That's why North American Solar is doing so well. That's why they're getting so many phone calls and taking out so many proposals. And the way this works is pretty simple. You need solar panels to convert that sunlight into energy. That energy replaces a lot of the energy you're buying from Ameren, okay? And it replaces a whole lot more of it than you can even imagine. Your electric bill will go down to about a third. That's roughly. Some people it's a fourth, some people it's half, but a third, let's say, of what it is now. Because you're using the sun and the power that is generated from the sun. Now, the panels aren't free, but they're close to free in that you're going to pay 20-30% of the price of those panels. You say, well, who pays the rest? Well, they're incentives, tax rebates that are out there now that you can take advantage of. And North American Solar will help you do that. So out of pocket, you're not even paying half the price of these panels. Then you're saving money on your electric bill, and then you've just added to the value of your house. It's a win-win-win-win-win. You have to start by contacting North American Solar. They'll look at your house. They'll come back to you with hard numbers to show you exactly how much money you're going to save. North-AmericanSolar.com. Call it a hyphen if you want. North-AmericanSolar.com.
Time for a quick check on traffic airborne. Here's Frank Ladd.
Start with the good news, Dan. They've cleared that accident eastbound on Highway 5570 near Highway 64. It's over on the right shoulder, still backed up between the Poplar Street Bridge and 64. Eastbound 64, you're on the brakes now in pockets. Jefferson through the Poplar. 44 westbound, that crash at Grand is on the right shoulder as well. Residual backups to about 55. 270 southbound, heavy now between 64 and Doherty Ferry. 64 westbound, still on the brakes now between the Science Center and Hampton in a pocket, then at Olive, and then approaching the Boone Bridge. 70 westbound, thinning out nicely between 270 and the Blanchett Bridge. Eastbound on 270 up in North County. Reports of an accident just west of 170. An injury accident reported. This update brought to you by Travelodge. With Travelodge's Zookation Special, you can receive two free kids passes to one of 125 participating zoos. Stay two nights and look for the Zookation promotion. Visit Travelodge.com for more details. From the Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic Center, Frank Land on the Big 550 KTRS.
Get ready to boogie at the 6th Annual Boogie Ball, Friday night, June 21st, 7 p.m. at the Ameristar Casino. This annual fundraiser for ALF, the nation's leading nonprofit organization for liver health promotion and disease prevention, stars Sister Sledge.
We are family. Oh, wow.
Join the family by visiting liverfoundation.org or call 314-352-7377 for tickets and information. Sponsored in part by the Big 550 KTRS.
The fried chicken is to die for at Bobek Sports Bar and Grill in Waterloo, Illinois. Happy hour specials and long neck bucket deals at Bobek Sports Bar and Grill in Waterloo, Illinois. Online at bobeksportsbarandgrill.com.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Save up to 25% on select summer gear and clothing for camping, hiking, and more. Go to the REI Kickstart Summer Event June 21st through the 30th.
All right, I'm on assignment tomorrow. Please be nice to Paul Harris, as you always are. And it's been a pleasure. Kick this back in with me again Monday. Have a great Thursday evening.
From ABC News.